Chapter 2. Putting the Suits Together. So far, we've only seen what happens when the red cards or the black cards come after each other. Now we're going to practice the ideas we learned in the last chapter with all four suits together. Action. Take the four aces from your working pack, the ones you wrote in the last chapter, and mix them up face down. Then deal two of these aces face up in front of you, one next to the other. Now, you may well be staring at a combination that we've already discussed in the last chapter. If so, try to verbalise out loud the ideas we have already touched upon. Imagine that you're giving a reading to someone and they're eagerly awaiting your interpretation of the cards. You need to speak, and if you're finding it difficult, you need to practice. If you can't talk about a two-suit combination you've only just read about in the last chapter, I do suggest you go back and read or listen again. Chances are, you're staring at a combination that we haven't yet discussed. These are, very quickly, diamonds and clubs and diamonds and hearts and diamonds, hearts and clubs and hearts and spades and hearts, diamonds and spades and diamonds. You have now learned the concept of how one suit affects another, and it's up to you to practice talking the talk with various combinations. You really need to come up with your own ideas about how the suits interact now you've got the idea of it all. You may want to start a notebook detailing your thoughts about each combination as you go. This will enable you to discover which ones you're having problems with and which ones you find the most interesting. You need to practice this process and not learn things by rote. Just to get you started, here are some ideas for a few more examples of suit combinations. A good question to ask yourself as you read or hear these is, why did I make up or write what I made up? Here's an example of some more suit readings. Diamonds and clubs. What could this mean? Well, with the focus on money and success, but with the influence of business, work and social life, this could mean your positive energy may bring work-related rewards. Or it could mean you should use the money that you do have to bring in new business. It could also mean you're entering a successful and ultimately sociable phase in your life. It could also mean you're in a good position to move things forward rapidly. Here's another example of a two-suit reading, this time with hearts and diamonds. With the focus on love, family and relationships, but with the influence of money and success, this hearts and diamonds reading could mean a loving partnership may bring unexpected financial rewards. It could also mean following your heart could be the key to success. It could mean you need time to recuperate before you surge back into action. It could also mean if you allow yourself some guilty pleasures, you may find renewed vigour. Here's another example of a two-suit reading, this time with clubs followed by hearts. With the focus on business, work and social life, but with the influence of love, family and relationships, this clubs and hearts reading could mean you need to balance your social life with your home life. It could also mean you will find it hard not to mix business with pleasure. Or how about you will get where you want to go with the right person or even lover. And finally, it could mean progress will be made, but it may be on an emotional ride. Please use these ideas as a springboard and where possible come up with as many of your own ideas as you can. Keep mixing the cards up and doing dummy readings just with the suits. Keep talking out loud and see how much you can say about a combination, even if you get stuck and really have to think. The more you do, the easier it will get. Use the aces from your working pack and then use the aces from your normal pack. What you really want to aim for is being able to do these suit-only readings using the normal pack without the memory aids. If you find this a bit tricky, go back and read each section or listen again about the suits. The better image you can create in your mind of each suit, the easier they will be to remember. The fact that you've written four words on each of the working cards means that the orientation of the cards can sometimes mean there is a different word at the top of each card. Mix the cards up sideways and lengthways when you're practicing these simple readings, and use different words from each card to come up with different things to say. When you move to using a normal deck, you'll be left with the essence of all four words for each card in your mind, and you should be able to conjure up all kinds of possibilities and outcomes for yourself or someone else. Practicing the suits. you need to practice talking about suit combinations until you're fairly confident with them. Spend time shuffling the four aces and dealing two cards face up in front of you, and then extemporising out loud on what you see. You cannot learn without speaking out loud. Keeping your thoughts to yourself about what each card means will not get you anywhere. You need to practice explaining what you see, as if someone else was there. Trust me, if you do it now and keep doing it while you're learning, giving your first reading for someone will be an enjoyable experience instead of an embarrassing silence. First, use the four aces from your working pack. When you feel like you're gaining in confidence, switch to the four unmarked aces from your normal pack. You may feel a bit lost at first without the words to guide you, but with a bit of practice you may find the lack of words quite liberating, and you may be surprised what you come up with as you stumble over your words trying to make sense of it all. Chapter 2 Review. This chapter has been all about practicing suit combinations and learning to come up with your own words to describe them. We know that the first card drawn is always the focus and the next card is the influence on that first card. We've talked about several sets of cards and how to approach a two-card reading. You must start working out these two-card combinations for yourself. Although we have written on some of the cards, you may want to grab a notebook for some notes as you go, and you may find it useful to write down any interesting or challenging two-card combinations as they occur to you. We've touched on spades clubs, club spades, hearts diamonds, diamonds hearts, diamonds clubs, and clubs and hearts. Make sure you understand how these examples actually work and refer to them should you get a bit stuck. Here's a top tip. If you're having problems remembering the suits, here's a good way of getting your brain in gear by sorting through some ideas using a mind map. So how do you do that? Well, first, you write the name of a suit you're finding hard to remember or to relate to in the centre of a sheet of paper. Then, try and write as many concepts and ideas as you can think of that connect to the suit, linking each one with a line to the suit name. Then, if you have new ideas or offshoots from your initial ideas, keep going with these lines and see where they take you. Make the mind map as big as you can, and don't be afraid to have strange and often irrelevant ideas. Make a mind map for all four suits. And when you've done that, you'll learn which did you find easiest to create. Which did you find the hardest and why was it the hardest? Work on the suits you don't quite get with this method until you feel a lot more comfortable with them.